Islam in daily life. Islam in daily life is a program prepared by Dr. Sayyid Al Nabi. The following tradition from the Prophet, may peace be upon him, bears out that economic activity directed towards the proper ends is blessed by Allah. The Prophet has said, three acts are such that whosoever does them, relying on Allah and seeking His reward, Allah surely will help him and fructify his efforts. Whosoever endeavors to get freed, a Muslim imprisoned by the enemy in war, relying on Allah and seeking His reward, Allah surely will help him and fructify his efforts. Whosoever marries, relying on Allah and seeking His reward, Allah surely will help him and fructify his efforts. And whosoever brings under cultivation a fallow land, relying on Allah and seeking His reward, Allah will surely help him and fructify his efforts. True to the spirit of social service, the conduct of good Muslims has been a living testimony to the positive approach to economic activity. Similar conduct is reported about a large number of pious men. The same is true of the companions of the Prophet and those of the following generation. They were experts in business enterprise, keen and persistent in a variety of economic pursuits. They did not do so to amass wealth or save it for themselves. Rather, their aim was to spend their earnings in good causes and for such purposes as are recommended by the Sharia and are exalted in a life lived according to it. Their conduct in relation to their own wealth was like that of the keeper of the public treasury. In this, they conformed to different standards, as reported in their histories. Similar is the case with social service, help to the poor and needy, and economic cooperation in all possible manners. Social service has a special status in this regard. The Prophet has said, human beings are all God's children. Therefore, the most beloved of people in the eyes of Allah are those who do good to His children. The Prophet was asked about the man who is most liked by Allah and what action is most liked by Allah. Thereupon the Prophet said, most liked by Allah is the man who is most beneficent to the people in general. And the most liked act is that of pleasing a Muslim or relieving him of some grief, or paying off a debt incurred by him, or saving him from hunger. In another prophetic tradition, we find the Prophet saying, whoever occupies himself in the service of his brothers, Allah takes care of his needs. The Prophet has further declared, he who serves widows and the poor is similar to the warrior in the cause of Allah and to those who fill up their nights with prayers and keep fast all the days. I and the one who supports an orphan shall be together in paradise like these two, said the Prophet, joining together his two middle fingers. Social service thus becomes a condition for one's spiritual progress, says the Prophet. Your faith is not complete till you like the same for your brother as you like for yourselves. These items of expenditure require a Muslim to save some of his income as well as to produce and earn more to meet these demands. The Prophet has said, charity is obligatory upon every Muslim. Asked if he has nothing to give in charity, the Prophet replied, he should work with his hands, then enjoy the fruits of his labor and give a portion of that in charity. Asked what if it is not possible for him to work or if he does not work, replied the Prophet, he should help a needy person in distress. Asked again, what if even this he does not do? Replied the Prophet, he should advise others to do good. Asked, what if he failed to do this also? The Prophet said, he should refrain from doing harm to others, for even this is charity for him. The Prophet once remarked, "Only two things are worth coveting for: a man being given wealth by Allah and made to spend it in right causes, and wisdom being bestowed upon a man who is guided by it and teaches it to others." These and numerous other sayings of the Prophet and his companions urge productive efforts and the earning of money to be contributed to the welfare of the society and to the cause of truth and goodness. In such a milieu, though, a Muslim can stuff his life with luxuries and comforts permissible by Islam, he will rather prefer to use his affluence to provide the Muslim society with means to look after its less fortunate members. In its essence, this is the incentive to produce for the society. In doing so, the individual serves his own purpose, obeying his Lord and incurring his pleasure. In contributing to the good of the society, he is equally contributing to his own good. No religious duty is regarded as exalted as the duty of jihad and of social service. Nothing furthers the interests of the individual and the society in this world and in the hereafter as the service of the master, which translated into practical terms, meaning serving society through efforts directed towards its spiritual, moral, and material uplift. The scholars of Islamic law are all agreed upon the view that production of the necessities of life is a duty obligatory upon the society. Like all such duties, this duty is specially obligatory upon those who are in a position to discharge it efficiently.
Islam in daily life.